Hi everyone, it's Will. I'm on the train at the moment. Just a quick question. What do people think of the new iPad Mini? It only seems to have the processing power of the 4S iPhone that I'm using. What's the point in that? Why can't they give you the A6 chip that the new iPad has? The new fourth generation and the new iPhone. You know, why are they going back to older processors? Seems a bit silly to me. Anyone like Neil or Blind Drummer, i.e. Darren, want to comment at all by a private message? Because I'm interested to know, just, you know, what should I do? I mean, what's better for a 7-inch tablet? I mean, I want a tablet. I mean, I haven't heard a review, excuse me, haven't heard a review of an Android tablet yet. I don't know if anyone's going to do one. Like, how is it on the web? How is it reading books? How is it down podcasts and email? And you know, that would be its main use for me. I just don't know what I want to do. So whether I want to go for an iPad Mini or 16 gigabit or go for an Android Nexus 7. What do people think, please? Like, on the web, can you go by headings, links? Is there like a rotor in Android as there is in iPhone? Obviously, with, you know, Jelly Bean. I never tried Jelly Bean on Android. So, can someone let me know? You know, how good is everything? You know, how fluid, how responsive? Or is the iPad Mini going to be worth it? And also, should I wait for the new 3G model? Is 3G on a tablet worth it? Or do people think that just having a Wi-Fi version enough? Anyway, comments welcome. Cheers, guys. Thanks. Bye.